Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
This warehouse robot reads human body language. Machines that understand what their human teammates are doing could boost productivity without taking jobs. By Will Knight. Rodney Brooks knows a fair bit about robots. Besides being a pioneer of academic robotics research, he has founded companies that have given the world the robot vacuum cleaner, the bomb disposal bot, and a factory robot anyone can program. Now Brooks wants to introduce another revolutionary type of robot helper, a mobile warehouse robot with the ability to read human body language to tell what workers around it are doing. Robots are increasingly working in close proximity to humans, and finding ways to maximize human-machine teamwork could help companies boost productivity and perhaps lead to new kinds of jobs rather than robots replacing people. But giving robots the ability to read human cues is far from easy. Recently, Brooks's new company, Robust AI, unveiled its mobile robot, Carter, designed to work in warehouse facilities. The analogy here is a service dog, Brooks says via video call. It obeys you, you can modify its behavior, and it's there to help you. Robust AI's robot, Carter, looks like the kind of dolly you'd find at a home improvement store, but it has a motorized base, a touchscreen mounted above its handlebar, and a periscope with several cameras. It uses these cameras to scan the surrounding scene, allowing its software to identify workers nearby, and it attempts to infer what they're doing from their pose and how they are moving. If a robot worker needs to move several boxes, for example, they can approach a Carter robot moving autonomously and, by grabbing the handlebar, take manual control. The robot can be configured to perform a variety of different tasks using a no-code graphical interface, for example, to follow a person around a warehouse carrying items that are picked from shelves. Brooks has a track record of being early to explore new directions in robotics that sweep through the field, and he has been an outspoken critic of the recent hype over progress in artificial intelligence. But his career also illustrates the challenges that come with commercializing advanced robotics research. In the 1990s, Brooks helped make robots more practical by showing the benefits of an approach that created complex and practical behaviors by programming robots with relatively simple rules about how to respond to their environment. His lab also carried out pioneering work on human-robot interactions. He went on to co-found iRobot, a company that developed floor-cleaning robots, including the Roomba, as well as machines used by the military for tasks like bomb disposal. In 2008, he started Rethink Robotics, a company that built two workplace robots called Baxter and Sawyer that were designed to be more user-friendly than existing bots. But the company folded in 2018, citing a lack of sales. Reading and responding to human body language could be a leap for robot kind if Brooks's new company can convince other companies to buy its machines. Large industrial robots still typically work inside of cages to prevent them from hurting anybody. Although factories and warehouses increasingly use wheeled robots to ferry items around, and low-power robotic arms designed to work safely alongside people, human and robot workers still remain largely separate. Sales of workforce robots worldwide are growing steadily after a recent slowdown in growth due to the pandemic, according to data from the International Federation of Robotics, an industry group. Sales of collaborative robots, meaning robots that work in the same physical space as humans without necessarily assisting them directly, grew 6% worldwide in 2020, compared with 0.5% of all industrial robots over the same period. Amazon recently unveiled a new mobile robot called Proteus that has its own rudimentary ability to sense humans. While other robots in Amazon facilities work in separate physical spaces from humans, for example, to move shelves stacked with goods to within reach of human workers, Proteus can navigate through areas in which people are working. It uses sensors to look out for humans or other obstacles and stops if it detects that it might bump into someone. Amazon's announcement indicates they are making investments toward greater and greater collaboration, says Brad Porter, who previously worked as a vice president of robotics at Amazon, who is now the co-founder and CEO of Collaborative Robots, another startup working on robots designed to work more closely with humans. Robust AI hopes to go further than Amazon by developing robots that can see what human workers are up to and help them out. Brooks says this should make human labor less repetitive and could help workers take on new responsibilities. We're not trying to replace people here, he says. We want to make robots work for people rather than the other way around. Clara Vu, a co-founder and the CTO of Veo Robotics, a company that has developed software that makes even large, powerful robots safe to work around, says the opportunities for human-robot teamwork are growing because the technology needed to sense, map, and move through human workplaces is becoming more commonplace. We're finding more robots and people working together, she says. People are starting to look at humans and robot capabilities as really very complementary. Robust AI is targeting its technology at smaller warehouses that don't currently use much automation. Matt Bean, an assistant professor at UC Santa Barbara who studies how organizations use AI in robotics and who has consulted for Robust AI, says many companies are unable to completely redesign their operations around conventional automation that doesn't mix well with people. Companies in that position might be more likely to invest in something like Carter, he says, but it can be tricky to measure the return an operation gets on this kind of human-robot teamwork. Bilge Mutlu, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has done research showing that collaboration between humans and robots can sometimes improve productivity. He has done work with Boeing that involves having robots perform a procedure such as depositing coatings or sanding to make aircraft parts while a human oversees the work and intervenes only if necessary. But Mutlu says that collaboration does not always improve things and it is not always clear how best to implement it. In academia, we create these impressive demos and stuff, but the science is not quite there, he says. Brooks's robot already makes a great demo, but it will have to help more companies leap into automation to succeed.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.